guys, to Maggi Radio. I'm your host, Jack, and these are my co-hosts, Marcia, Paulina, and Giray. Introduce yourselves.
Hello, I am Giray.
Hello, I'm Marcia.
Hello, I'm Paulina.
Today, guys, we have the topic of games, and no, we did not copy that from the other guys. So, Giray, what is your favorite game?
I don't know my favorite game, but Jack, I know your favorite game, Minecraft.
Yeah.
No. That's my second favorite game, my god.
Is your favorite... What's your favorite game?
Super Mario Galaxy 2.
What are you, 12?
Yes, I'm actually 12.
Okay. The Wii was an obsolete console. You are bad.
How is the Wii an obsolete console? Okay.
Because you are bad.
It had the same power as the predecessor, the GameCube, and it had the best games for my...
Yeah, the GameCube was one generation too old.
Yeah, but the Wii made money, and that's what counts.
True, but you are bad.
Okay, look, man, I got the best argument here. Does the Wii has Mario Kart Wii, okay? And that's the definitive Mario Kart.
So does the DS.
Does PlayStation 4 have that? No.
I can get it. I bet I can get it on PlayStation 4.
Look, it doesn't matter if you're gonna...
I can, take a Wii, duct tape it to the side, plug in some cables, boom. Super Mario Wii.
What do you think of the new PS5 coming out?
I think it's overrated. Just go back to the Wii, guys.
I say GameCube, actually.
Let me just talk about Mario Kart again. It's just such a great game.
Mario Kart actually is overrated.
I've only ever played it once in my life.
Exactly, and she's clearly the best gamer here.
Yes, of course, and most experienced.
If you haven't done Rainbow Road or Mario Kart, you haven't lived.
Every single Mario Kart has Rainbow Road.
Exactly, but she hasn't done Rainbow Road, therefore she hasn't...
How do you know she hasn't done the Rainbow Road?
She's only done one race, okay? I doubt she's done Rainbow Road.
That's the iconic Mario Kart racetrack.
Yes, the iconic... That is true, though. There is Mario Kart in Minecraft, and that's why it's so popular, because Mario Kart has transcended all forms of video games. It's now in Minecraft as well.
No, wait, okay, Paulina, do you play any games?
Well, I used to play games, when I was smaller, not now.
Are you too cool for games now?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are some childhood games that we all remember?
Well, I think everyone played Subway Surfers.
Oh, yeah.
What was your record?
I don't remember because...
I believe my record was 1,100,000, 20,000, 6,000, 110.
Mine was actually that, but 11, so...
Damn. I'm gonna be honest, I didn't actually play it that much. I just played it, on somebody else's phone.
I played, Zombie Tsunami. That was really cool. It was zombies.
It's such bad graphics.
It's on your phone, and it's from, 2011, Jack.
Oh my god, does anybody remember the game Poe?
Yes!
Oh, that was so bad. I hated it.
That was really good. I liked the little car game that you could go over hills. That was really good.
It was just a stupid triangle, and you had to, care for it.
Excuse me, it was my pet. It was...
I like the Flappy Bird, or what was it?
Oh, yeah, that game got removed.
Yeah, I can't believe you like Flappy Bird. That actually killed people.
No, the, Flappy Bird in Poe, I think she means.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I don't play subpar games like Poe. I play Dark
Souls. Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah, Super Mario Galaxy. Now that is a game I can get behind.
Super Mario Galaxy 2 the worst Super Mario Galaxy?
You got Yoshi, right?
And isn't Yoshi the little stupid green guy?
Yeah, he's amazing. You can
He's dumb.
And then, no. You can boing, and then the tongue comes out.
That's not what Yoshi sounds like.
Yeah, it does.
Because
I played the game, okay? Have you played the game?
Yes.
Damn, you got me there. But have you played Galaxy 1?
I played Super Mario Galaxy 1 as well. And it was the better game.
What's the final boss then?
Is it probably Bowser? I don't remember.
Damn, he got me there again. How did you know?
Because it's a Mario game. They're like the same thing. Moving on from Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Well, I'm just looking at the Washington Post to see what the most unpopular Mario game is. And, I mean, they say it does. It says that Super Mario Run 2016.
Oh my god, yeah, that was a thing.
Oh my god, I remember when that came out and everyone was saying how so bad that was. They're like, oh my god, it's got microtransactions and it's a phone game and it's just basically bad Subway Surfers.
All I remember about it was everyone in my school was super excited about it.
I swear it was on like Friv or something.
It wasn't on Friv. It was like a game you on your phone and they like developed with some third party company. And
yeah, also
were stoked. And when it came out, it was like so bad that everyone cried.
Wasn't the only microtransaction that you can just buy the game? Because when you download it, it was just a demo and you could just buy the rest of the game for like
It was like pay to win though, because you had to like buy stuff to get double coins or something.
Seriously?
I don't know, yeah.
Well, I swear there was a rip-off version on Friv. I remember I would play it there, and it was, like, it was really bad. It only had, like, 5 levels. But...
Speaking of Friv, the best Friv game is the bad ice cream. Change my mind.
Oh. Well, Fireboy and Watergirl goes hand in hand with that, in my opinion.
Well, I would say Fire and Girl and Waterboy are better, but...
That was the best one. I was the Water Girl.
I couldn't play that game, though, because I had no friends.
Well, that's
you
so
can play. I used to play with one person.
Yeah, you can just have to play both. Yeah. I mean, we used to play it all the time for like instead of revision on.
Yeah.
At school.
I bet you still do.
Not like I'm
actually.
Actually,
I saw her playing Bad Ice Cream like a few months ago with Sonya. So you're not wrong.
What
I am.
New flavor were you?
I was chocolate, because chocolate is actually the best ice cream color. It's a science.
Chocolate is not the best ice cream, excuse you.
I mean, one of the worst ice cream flavors, actually.
Yeah, it's like the baby.
Have I used to play the chocolate vanilla fans?
Actually, I don't even like vanilla that much.
I agree. I don't like either.
Yeah, I don't like either. I like chocolate mint.
I like chocolate mint too, but I just like mint as well.
Oh yeah, mint is good too. But I played as back to the bad ice cream. I played as chocolate mint.
Oh, I played as a strawberry or the blue.
Strawberry is actually the worst ice cream. Just saying,
bruh.
Jack,
like,
if you're gonna
waste your life on eating bad stuff, why are you choosing literally fruit and vegetables?
Oh, that's why you're choosing chocolate
ice cream. You wanna be fat.
Because chocolate tastes nice, and it may, like, make you fat and stuff, but strawberry makes you fat, and it doesn't taste nice. Okay, I'm just saying.
What do you mean? Strawberries are, like, healthy and stuff.
Yeah, the thought of it.
How is strawberry ice cream healthy?
It's healthier than chocolate ice cream.
Well, they're, like, with strawberry ice cream, it does, like, I bet you there's, like, only one strawberry in the whole mixture, but it's a thought that counts. Like,
what kind of ice cream shop are you going to where they just put one single strawberry?
You probably have a million chemicals in there. I bet you don't go to like the top ice cream place.
Where else would I go? I am like really, really cool and stuff.
I'm just like one of those people who like say it's okay if you go to McDonald's as long as you had the salad.
Oh no, okay, if you're having salad at McDonald's, there's something wrong with you.
I never seen anyone eat a salad at McDonald's.
I don't think it's salad, actually.
What is it? It has like green stuff.
Probably a cow or something.
Salad.
There is green stuff in a salad, like the lettuce. And
I think in McDonald's, it's not gonna be like
grass.
They put grass in salad now. Oh my god, McDonald's these days.
I mean, there's cucumbers. You can't forget about those.
Tomatoes. I hate tomatoes.
I can't believe you pronounced the tomatoes and not tomatoes.
That's a bit offensive, G'day.
Yeah, guys, let's do a vote and vote who has the better accent. Tomatoes or tomatoes? I say tomatoes.
Tomatoes. And I stand by.
I am not voting.
Polina, you gotta vote. With motion to divide the house, and therefore Polina has to vote.
Polina, if you vote, you are bad.
Oh my, okay.
What did you say, tomatoes? Tomatoes.
I didn't say anything.
That's the problem.
Oh my god, Polina, you opened our eyes. Free speech.
Okay, going back to video games.
Have you played the Papa's Pizzeria?
I have.
I don't know why people like that game. It was basically cooking, except you're not eating anything.
Yeah, but like you can make your own burgers.
Except I can't cook that good.
Can I eat that burger? No. Okay.
But you can look at it.
Okay, but
you
the
don't learn how to make one.
The Donateria is the best one, and you can't change my mind.
Like half of cooking is just looking at the food and then like being wow. That's some good looking food.
I just cook to eat.
I cook to look at it. That's how I could. That's how I sustain myself.
How did we get from video games to food every time?
Think about our podcast.
Look, guys, our podcast is free-flowing, okay? We're not structured like the other people.
Yeah. As we were saying, going back to video games, Minecraft, and Jack's second favorite video game, Minecraft. Jack, why do you like Minecraft so much?
It's because I have no life, and I can spend all of my life in Minecraft instead.
Well, then why is your Minecraft base so bad?
It's great. What do you mean? It's underground.
I went to your base.
It's got like two layers, right? So the first layer is like...
Jack, you didn't make it. For context, by the way, we have a realm.
If you saw the third level I made, it's like a massive base. It's like a massive full skull. Like this. Marsha would know. I showed it to Marsha.
Jack, the best part about your base is the huge hole we made.
I made a bigger hole, though.
Yeah, but ours is better.
Jack, where did you make a bigger hole?
That's my hole, though, because it's in my base. So
I tagged it with my name, saying, this is gear I saw.
I didn't see that. I tagged my name.
Yeah, you gotta go in the hole. You were too scared.
I almost got thrown into the hole by
one of your friends.
Like, no, you didn't though. You just kind of like.
Can we just? I think people need to know, but
your friend
tried to kill me, and then I killed him back, right? And then he got upset with me. Okay, and am I the villain in this case? Am I the one who did the evil action by murder?
To be fair, I did shoot you like once, and then you killed him.
Yes, because he tried to shoot me twice. That's where I drew the line.
From what I remember, you kind of shot him, and then you missed, and I was like, whoa, he's shooting me, and then he shot you back.
To show an example, you don't mess with Defined Darkness, which is...
You killed a guy with iron armor when you were fully diamond. How was that?
Diamond armor.
You had diamond armor?
Yeah, diamond armor. That's how he killed me at the end. When I killed him twice, he killed me third time.
Yeah. Why are you so bad at Minecraft?
Because I had no food.
So Polina, have you ever played Minecraft?
I just remember people in my class playing Minecraft, but I have never played it because, like, I didn't really find it, like, attractive.
Have you ever tried it, at least?
No. What about you?
Yeah.
She made the hole in Minecraft. She's really, like, really good and stuff, probably.
I think I'm the best.
I mean, I would say I'm the best, but everyone has their opinion. And some are wrong, some are right.
Yeah, like yours, for example.
Yeah, mine is one of the right ones.
I'd argue against that.
Yeah, and you would be wrong.
I know you're trying to argue for who's best and who's better, but the obvious answer is me, okay? But
Jack, you died to Alex.
I think it's Polina.
We're going to go back onto Among Us now, so you guys can object to the fact that I'm better than all of you.
Oh, emergency meeting and stuff. That's really funny. Yeah,
emergency meeting.
I'm going to be honest. I find Among Us annoying now because of the amount of memes everywhere about it. It's just not funny anymore.
That's why you don't use Instagram, so you shouldn't use Instagram.
It's not just Instagram, dude.
Like Reddit. Well, just don't look at it.
But I open my phone and it's like, whoa, Among Us, Red Sus guys. Am I right? Funny.
Okay. I thought Among Us memes were dumb from the start, okay?
They were kind of funny.
they're not even relatable. Because it's like, oh my god.
Because you're bad at My Among Us.
When your mom catches you trying to get chocolate from the fridge, emergency meeting, half funny. No.
You were looking at the unfunny memes.
Among Us memes are never and will never be funny. The game, though, now that's a banger. Let's talk.
To be fair, it's only fun if you have like more than 8 people.
More than 7, I'd say.
No, 7 is still too low because if you have 2 imposters, that 7 is pretty easy to win as an imposter.
But then the hide and seek like mini game that you can do is kind of fun.
Sure, but is the hide and seek mini game really Among Us? Because it's not something that's designed to be done like that.
Okay, but if you're lonely and you want to play with someone, then I think it's pretty fun to just do it. Especially with people who aren't very experienced with it.
Probably can't play. Like Jack.
Yeah, for example.
You mean I fooled you once? I was like, blaming...
Lime.
I had the master play. I'm the only one with the master play here. And my new play was really funny. Everyone loved it. And that was
pretty funny, though.
That was pretty funny. And you were really mad about it.
I did that to
the same guy as well.
You called him an idiot, and it was really funny because you were really mad.
No, he called himself an idiot, and then I just said what he said.
Yeah, but you said it in a rude way.
I did the same thing to Jules, though. I faked Medbay, and he believed me. So, you know.
Yeah, but you faked Medbay. I faked his whole life, basically. He trusted me with his baby.
Yeah, but he always trusts you, so it's not that big of an achievement.
No.
Well, Jack's very good at manipulating me. I'm just gonna say that. He always persuades me to...
That's why I'm such a god at Among Us, because I can...
Why do you never win?
I always win.
I saw you win, like, twice.
That's because whenever you're playing, I'm like, I've gotta go easy on him, because he's not good.
Yeah, because I'm so good, you're like, oh, okay, I'm intimidated.
No, okay, look. If you don't think I'm great at Among Us, let's just talk about an Among Us moment in Minecraft, okay? So,
one of the people on the realm
was making her base on the realm, right? On my realm. And I tricked Marcia into believing that she had stolen diamonds.
No, you didn't.
Wait, that was you?
By putting diamonds. Like, I killed.
I exiled a few.
I killed
her.
Then I put diamonds on her.
Where she had bitten.
And then Marcia came at the exact time I timed it, my genius mind.
Yes, but Jack, I already suspect... Jack, no. I already suspected that it was you. I just felt bad for her. So I was like, it's... She how would she have gotten diamonds if she just logged on, one, and two, she didn't even have a base? Or when she died, she didn't even have a pickaxe. So why would she just randomly have diamonds?
Because she took it from your chests.
When she just logged on, she was still on her island. I don't think she would have had time to go all the way to our base and back.
Well, she spawned in your base, so
I'm gonna be honest. I banned her from my base, our base, because I thought she stole from us. And that's kind of rude of you.
I mean, she did steal in the past. I just, like, I used your perception of her to further my financial gains.
Jack, I see a pattern here.
Guys... Can we just talk about Dream and Techno and how Techno beat Dream?
Jack, nobody. Dream and Techno are irrelevant now. That was like last week. Okay.
Or can we just talk about Girai basically stealing all of Tommy and its ideas?
Oh my god, yeah. Okay, Girai.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna be real with you, but all of your original ideas are
basically. What? Give me an example.
Okay, the spelling bee, okay? When we're an
that was that was 2 years ago. Oh, that was 2 years ago, and that was funny. You gotta be honest. You gotta be honest, that was funny.
Yeah, it was funny, but not because it was original.
Yeah, but it was funny.
It was funny for you, probably.
Yeah, it was really funny for me.
Our American friend.
Really mad. He was like, whoa. He
kept messing with him.
Yeah, it was really funny.
But Tommy, okay, you said that was 2 years ago, okay? Well, explain the whole, okay? That's a Tommy Innit idea.
Actually, I took that from SMP Live when Antivenom and stuff made the, what was it called, the Chunker Squad? And they just made Chunkers everywhere. You know, digging a hole isn't a Tommy Unit thing.
It's
been done before.
Yeah, but it's a prank that's been done on SMP, therefore you have to sign it.
Uh-huh. Well, how do you know I didn't put a sign at the bottom saying this is stolen from Hank Linham?
I checked.
No, he didn't go down the hole because you're scared.
Of what? I've got my shiny netherite boots. Why would I be scared?
Well, why were you so afraid of going down the hole so many times?
When was that? When I had diamond
armor? Like, when you were crying about it.
When I couldn't, like, cover the hole
up. Like yesterday.
I couldn't cover... I still can't cover the hole up.
Because the American?
It's locked on. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah, you can't cover it into like this. Why do you want to cover it? It's such a good hole.
Because I'll fall in, won't I?
Okay. Moving on from that. What is...
tell us your favorite games.
Okay, my favorite games by far are strategy games. And let me tell you why. Strategy games are my favorite game. And the reason why is because they test the mind. Other games like CSGO, they test your reaction time. But when I play with
my friends,
Hearts of Iron 4, it's real strategy going on. It's who can encircle the troops and who can eventually emerge victorious.
Is that why you couldn't take Ireland?
I could take Ireland.
You didn't. Look, you couldn't
take there's Ireland. A big controversy in the Hoi 4 community that I did not take Ireland on my first game. However, look, I did take Ireland on my first
game. I have many witness accounts actually saying the opposite of you being bad at the game, not taking Ireland.
Like, I am an experienced Hearts of Iron 4 player. I have hundreds of hours in the game. There's no possible way I could not take Ireland.
Well, I'm saying there is because you didn't.
I even took Norway. That was just punk.
What is this game you're talking about?
Hearts of Iron 4 is like a...
It's a strategy game.
It's like a damn map game and stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
My
and
dad plays
this
it.
Game is made by Paradox Interactive, and I can tell you that DLC policies are atrocious.
Jesus Christ, yeah, I hate them so much. I started playing Cities Skylines, and just everything cool is under DLC.
I know. Like, I spend so much money on Paradox games, not because, like, they're good, but because I have to pay for everything for it to become good. It's just ridiculous.
It is really annoying, actually.
It's...
Like
talking about...
That is why there's a big argument for why CSGO is better than Paradox games. Because CSGO is free, and that means...
Yeah.
But it has a gambling system.
Talking about in-game payments, they're really annoying. It's really bad for, like, if you have mobile games, it's terrible for, like, kids who just...
Oh, yeah, freemium games.
Yeah.
I had, like, my mom's friend, she has, like, a daughter who's about 9. She spent just hundreds on, like, Dragon City because she didn't realize she was spending money.
Yeah, you put in, like, the free trial at the beginning, but you have to put in your credit card, and if you don't stop with the subscription, then you just end up paying loads, and it's...
Yeah, I have a very tragic story, and I'm actually a victim of paying money for transactions, and... Let me tell you why I paid for these transactions. Little Jack was a very naive boy, and he thought that getting a Clash of Clans king was the best thing in the world. But upon realizing when he got the Clash of Clans king, he realized that it actually costed more goddamn dark elixir to upgrade the damn guy. Like, imagine my shock. I thought it was in increments of 5, but it was in increments of 1. And I was just terrified. I was like, I spent 5 euros on this game, and you give me a level 1 king. And at that point, I deleted the Clash of Clans, and I quit the game forever.
After you paid 5 euro?
Indeed. And then I downloaded the game again, because, you know, I wasted money on it, so I got to, you know... And eventually,
make the most of it.
I looked at Town Hall 9 with my amazing walls.
And is that impressive?
Yeah, like, took me, let me count, 5 years.
I was going to say, like, 5 days.
But it took me 5 years to get to that level, because it takes days to upgrade stuff. People who have played Clash of Clans before understand my pain, okay? And sometimes you just want to have gems. and the gems are hard to get, and you just gotta pay for them.
Oh, yeah. These, like, in-game, like, so you have the normal coins, usually, in-game, and then you have the, like, a separate currency, which buys you, like, better things, but you have to pay to get those, or wait, like, hours to actually get them, and it gets really annoying once you're, like, if you need, like, to get something really high up in the game, and you want, like, and you need, like, 30 diamonds or whatever, you have to wait for, like, months to actually get those diamonds.
I know, right? It's the tragic story of my childhood.
Yeah, it's very tragic.
What about your tragic memories of video games in childhood, Kirai? What are your tragic memories?
I was playing this one game called Growtopia. I was like 12, and I had this really cool item, which was like angel wings. And one guy was like, hey, when I trade my angel wings, I mean, when I trade your angel wings for my demon wings, I was like, demons? Whoa. That's cool. So I was like, this is a great deal. And then he didn't give me the demon wings. So
yeah, these types of scams are terrible, and especially trading games. I remember when I used to play Animal Jam when I was like, I don't know, 9. Did anybody else play that? Tell me
I was forced to play it when I was young, yes.
Yeah,
Who forced you to play?
There was this girl, like, in England, and she was like, oh my god, this is the best game ever, and...
Yeah, it was very popular at one point. I mean, I think it's good, because it, like, teaches you about animals and the environment, but it gets really boring. But the, like, whole premise of the game is you have to have, like, really good items to actually be good at the game. Like, if I remember correctly, there was, like, a whole trading system, but then you would have, like, these rare items that only, like, OG players would have. And it was really annoying because it was just like a breeding ground for scammers. Because they would just like steal from the little kids that bought things.
Yeah. But watching people get scammed is also funny. So
sad story, but there's one problem with that is that it's Animal Jam. The OG video game is Club Penguin, okay?
Oh my god, Club Penguin.
I love that game and it produced the most memes and eventually.
It died.
Okay.
But to be fair, there is Club Penguin rewritten, which is like just some random guy.
Oh, but apparently, apparently I heard that the like some of the employees were like treated incredibly badly or something, and then they like stole your information. I don't know.
Well, that's just gaming in general. They treat their employees horribly.
Okay, but this is like they stole their they stole the information of the players because it wasn't like an actual game by the original people who did a Club Penguin. It was like a third party kind of thing, so they were like actually like scamming the players. It was really bad, apparently.
Oh, is that Club Penguin rewritten? They're stealing the name. I thought that was like
Club Penguin rewritten is not official, it's just by random dude in his basement.
Which means it
goes my childhood.
No, normal Club Penguin is fine, Jack.
Yeah, I know, but now it's, like, rewritten and stuff, and it's, like, bad because they're stealing your information.
Well, it's the same game, to be honest. I don't know about this information stuff.
But these games are so similar. Like, there was, like, an era where there were just games like this, like Animal Jam and Club Penguin. It was just this, like, 2D
Gotcha Life.
Can I just low flex right here and say that I was a member in Club Penguin?
Check that's not a flex.
And get this, guys. I almost had the star. Like, you know, if you guys have played Club Penguin before and you were a member, you would know that the longer you stayed member, like, became more colors under the badge, and eventually you got a star, and I was so close. But
why
then
didn't you stay?
Tragedy struck, and my dad asked me, do you still play Club Penguin? And I naively said, no, I don't play Club Penguin anymore. And when I look back on, it was gone.
Why did you say that?
I didn't actually play Club Penguin anymore. I just thought maybe it would stay.
That's
so sad.
That's really sad.
I have all the tragic stories. Whilst like Marcia and Paulina struggling with these tragedies right here.
Yeah, where's the emotion?
Yeah.
Oh my god, we're crying.
Not hear me. I'm in tears.
Paulina, do you have any tragic stories?
No, not as tragic as Jack's are.
It's not worth telling if they're not as tragic.
Oh, I remember. I don't know if maybe Jack remembers, but Polina and Gira won't. But basically, I don't know if you remember, but there was a homework club in primary.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
there
well,
was a home. During... Just fact check. There was a homework club in primary. She's not just saying.
Yeah,
nonsense.
I'm not lying.
She's not making.
Yeah, and at one point, like, in homework club, you weren't allowed to play any games because Friv was, like, big, and you weren't allowed to go on Friv whatsoever, except for this one game, which was, like, I don't know if you know it, but it's, like, tanks, and you have to, like, fill up the water into, like, these, like, jar things, and, like, it would have numbers, so the tank would have, like, 20, but then you would have jars that are, like, 10 and 10, and you had to, like, get it, fill it up so it doesn't spill.
They made you do math.
According to Marsha, I was there at the time, but I do not remember of any of this because I was playing actual good games like Tank Trouble or Bonk or like Agario. But yeah.
Oh, speaking of Agario, IO games, they were a thing, and then they just kind of died.
Oh, yeah, there's just quick.
No, I can't believe I actually played Agario because it was such a
boring
game.
There was one with the worms versus...
Yeah, Slither.io.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They were such bad games, too. Like,
yeah,
I kept getting teamed on. Like, I remember being once first, maybe twice, and the rest were just dying because everyone teamed in that game.
Yeah, now that I think about it, they don't seem very fun.
No, they aren't. The reason why we started playing that is because, like Marsha said, they blocked all the fun games, so you played IO instead.
The same with, like, Bonk IO. I remember we would just sit... Okay, I don't know if the school get... Like, okay, basically, we would just all play Bonk IO at some free time. And I just remember that was the only game that was we were actually able to play on, like... Because otherwise, everything's blocked. And also, it was multiplayer, so that was good. We could all be on the same
side. Bonk IO was actually good, though. Like, it was actually fun.
You were really bad at it, like, most games.
I was amazing.
I was terrible.
I just had such bad internet that I just kind of dabbed on you.
Yeah, yeah, if you had better internet, you would be Technoblade. We all know, Jack, we all know.
Yes, I would be better than Technoblade.
I mean, I remember I was in Slither.io, I was, like, number one so many times.
Slither.io is way easier than Agario, but Agario is way more boring.
Now Marsha's flexing.
Yeah, I'm flexing. It was actually really early in the morning once. So, I think nobody was really playing then, so it was quite easy to get to the first place.
I remember there was like a Slither.io phone app, and you could play it offline. And I was like, I thought it was online, and I was really proud when I made number one every time. But then I realized that I'm playing offline, and they're just dumb bots.
Oh yeah, that happened to me with Among Us. I remember when I first got the game. Okay, first got the game. I remember I was like, oh, so there's the online option and then there's like another option. I don't know what it says. It's like free play or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, and what was my now you threw me off topic. What was I doing?
You solved the free play.
Oh yeah, the free play. And I was there, like, and I thought I joined like a multiplayer game, but I just joined this random map that was like nothing, and I just had millions of tasks, never ending, and I was like, wow, this game is terrible. Like,
it's... Oh my god, I wholeheartedly understand that because I remember playing like online games, and they'd always lie to you that it's multiplayer. So I'd go into like some random web game. And then say, oh, this is multiplayer. And then when I finally got there, they were basically all just bots with random usernames. And they expected me to believe and be fooled by this. I was offended.
Well, I guess
the only game I remember that actually did that was PUBG Mobile. And that's just about... I don't really know why they would do it, though.
But guys, we've got to be more trendy, okay? And Gira, you've played Odyssey, so what do you think about the new Assassin's Creed game?
The Valhalla one?
No, that's not come out yet.
Coming out, like, tomorrow.
Well, yeah, but, like, the latest one, Odyssey.
It's okay. It's pretty different than the old Valhalla games, but I like the more RPG style. And the stories are kind of fun. I also like the setting.
What's the best mission?
I haven't finished the game yet.
Well, yeah, but like the best mission so far, you know?
Not trying to spoil the game. It's probably one of the Stories of Ancient Greece one, where you have to actually go and find the quest yourself, and probably the one with the fake eagle bearer, but I can't really go into it because that would spoil the game.
From what I remember in Assassin's Creed, I've never actually played it, but I remember somebody had it and I saw it. It seemed pretty impressive with all the, like, architecture and stuff.
Yeah, they're usually pretty accurate to history.
Yeah.
But, like...
Yeah.
Well, I mean, except for, like, one time. Maybe the Assassin's
bit. In conclusion, guys, thank you for watching.
Oh, my God.
It was very scuffed, but it is our first time, and unfortunately, we don't have PhDs in comedy yet, but we're working on it. So,
I mean, I'm almost there, I would say. Like, give me, like, two more weeks.
Yeah, oh, except boy. For you, Jack, I think most of us are.
You, all the listeners can judge Gerard's comedy.
No, don't do that, actually. I think, don't do that. Judge Jack's comedy. He's apparently very confident about his comedy.
Look, okay, how about this, audience? Judge each me and Gira's comedy, and then we'll give you a survey.
That's not very fair because I would win because I'm funny.
And that was our first podcast. Probably not very good, probably mediocre, and definitely scuffed, but it was fun for us, and maybe it was fun for you. We had the mindset and the philosophy to go exactly the opposite of the legit guys, the people who sent a podcast in last week, and it shows. If you can listen to our editing, it is entirely scuffed, there are some mistakes, and god damn it, do we sometimes not make sense at all. But it would be amazing if somehow, with all these flaws and difficulties, Magi Radio actually got more listeners than the legit guys. So please, come back next week and stay tuned for our next episode.